All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Hey, who wants to carry out? Here are today's top stories. President Trump said a special investigator in the probe into his Russian baggage is, quote, dividing the country. Yeah, before this story, we were all holding hands singing Kumbaya. It's definitely dividing some of the country, Republicans. I don't know if too many Democrats are like, man, Trump's great. Oh, he did what now with Russia? Oh, I might have to rethink my loyalty to the Donald. When asked today in a press conference whether he told Comey to back off of Flynn's investigation, Trump said, no, next question. Wait, I don't trust any answer from Trump that doesn't include how unfair this all is and how many electoral votes he got, right? If he doesn't try to brag all time, it's a tell, right? He's hiding something. I think we figured it out. We're figuring out the Trumpster. Anyway, now the rhetoric has taken us from investigation to criminal investigation. You're on double secret probation. Great. It's rumored that President Trump is considering Joe Lieberman for FBI director. Really? That dude from the 2000 election who famously switched parties? Yeah, really draining the swamp on that one. But at this point, maybe the swamp's not a swamp. Maybe it's quicksand. Did I just blow your mind? You can use it. Put it on a calendar. Locally, Alderman Amaya Paywar just put up a resolution in council showing support for the impeachment of President Trump. Whew. I was worried that Chicago City Council thought. I really want to know what they thought about this. You know, I was last night I woke up right in the rainstorm, and I was like, I wonder if they have a thought on what's happening in D.C. And now we have clarity. This country can move forward. The aldermen have spoken. The resolution should begin, since nobody asked us. Hey, the city council did relax zoning to pave the way for the redevelopment of the North Branch of the Chicago River. Another big industrial company cashed out, selling their land to developer Sterling Bay. If you're keeping score, they also own the land for Finkel and Son Steel and the tannery up the street on Elson. They've invested hundreds of millions of dollars on land adjacent to or near the river. Crane said that they bought the land on a hunch, just a gut feeling that the city might lack zoning and redevelop it. Really? Hundreds of million dollars on a hunch? No. Hunches are for $10 bets on roulette. I'm going to hunch. This one's going to go red. For zoning redevelopment, it's not, I have a hunch, but I don't think it's I have a hunch. I think it's more I've got a guy, right? I got a guy. Since we're talking rivers, the Chicago Riverwalk opened up tonight along the river downtown. So if you're interested in getting really close to a river that used to be set on fire, but now features specials on Amstel lights and chips and guac, hey, right around the corner here. A man in Texas sued his date for texting. She was texting during the movie. She went outside, never came back, and he submitted a lawsuit to redeem the ticket price. First off, I just want to say, if you take a date to the 11 a.m., it's a lot cheaper, right? Second off, somebody tells me, I think we now know why you're single, right? Good on him for calling out the texting, but a little advice, texting on the date, that's the effect. What's the cause? The cause is you suck. Possible. Chris Cornell and Roger Ailes died today on the same day. One will spend his days in heaven listening to Soundgarden. The other listening to tapes of Bill O'Reilly's sexy phone calls. What? I said they both are going to heaven. Condé Nast named Chicago the best restaurant city in the country. We beat New York. We beat L.A. We beat Nashville. We beat St. Louis. Should I keep going? Just write down a list of all the... We beat Omaha. Let's hope this doesn't go to our head, though. Hopefully this distinction doesn't give restaurants the power to make plates smaller. Also, you know that the low-end restaurants are going to start getting in the game? We do small plates hamburgers with small plate fries. We also recommend that you get 12 orders. Would you like a Frosty with that? And while we're at it, yes, we have dined at your restaurant before, okay? It's not rocket science. In weather? Wow, this day, huh? Like Miami Beach without the thongs. Real nice. Wait, can we talk about last night? Severe weather, wind and hail? Jekyll and Hyde. It's crazy. And then you wake up today, you're like, what? Was that a dream? In sports, the Cubs did what they were supposed to do, put the Reds in their place. Their fourth place. A nice little sweep at Wrigley to start the homestand. The Cubs gained ground on the Cardinals, but not really on the Brew Crew, who are now all alone at the top of the division. What? Which means a good weekend series at Wrigley. Huh. There you go. At least with the Cubs starting off slow, the baseball gets more exciting as we plow through the season. I mean, I guess it's better than like them starting off 28-8 and being 8 games up, right? Now every weekend's exciting. The White Sox also did what we thought they'd do. They lost 3 in a row to the Angels. Their bullpen used to be the strength, and now they're leaking engine fluid. Injuries have stocked up, and now they can't seem to stay in games. They got to figure it all out quick. They hightail it to Seattle tonight for a 4-game set. They're falling out of this thing. Well, that was quick. All that ink spilled over who got the number one seed in the NBA Eastern Conference. In one game, LeBron took it back. Cavs beat the Celtics 117-104 last night. So in retrospect, I want my clicks back, my page views, right? So, like ESPN's getting that page view from, oh, the Celtics are the number one seed. Now they're not. Get out. No, I want it back. Just imagine, Boston fans, you could have Jimmy Butler and Green next year making this series much more interesting. We just want the number one overall and that goofy white dude with the long hair. I don't know his name. And Isaiah Thomas. He's too short. He's too short for the league. You got to trade him. In the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, we'll go a long way on whether or not the Nashville Predators are going to the finals. They got a 2-1 lead. They're at home tonight. A win could put the Predators on the brink of their first trip to the ship. Ugh. Predators. And finally tonight, a new study says that if you stop exercising for 2 weeks, your health risks reemerge. So heart attacks, diabetes, muscle atrophy. See, this is another reason to never exercise. I told you from the get-go, exercise was a scam. Once you start, they never let you finish. Trump's right. Huge waste of time. Besides, you get used to the pain in your left arm and the lack of circulation in your feet. It's all in your mind. That's the carryout for May 18, 2017. Hey, we got a ton of soy sauce packets. We threw some in with your pizza. Live a little. All right, coming up here, we'll talk to Home Repair Tax in Springfield. Also, jazz trumpeter Nicholas Payton will be in studio. And the bleacher preacher, Jerry Pritikin. It's the download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.